All right, y'all. So our grocery budget has been insane. we got to kind of the end of last month, and I feel like for the last week or 2 weeks, you're like, we've spent all the grocery money, and it's like halfway through the month, right?
Yeah, about halfway through the month, we had spent all of the money, and it was like, where?
So then we had what to get do we creative. Do now? And so there's a lot of blame going on with all of this. Like, what's the cause? Like, where's all this been going? And part of it was that we went to Hawaii for most of December, which...
And then we were trying to play catch up when we came back.
Well, yeah, basically. And Hawaii, man, I mean...
Because it was expensive in Hawaii.
Yeah. Food inflation is everywhere, but there it was just laughable. It was just crazy.
Like one pineapple, you were like, they tried to charge me $15 for this pineapple.
$15 for a pineapple, like, guys.
And it grows here.
$15 for a pineapple. And it's, yeah, it grows right there. It's
Bob
hilarious.
Put it back. That's my favorite part of that story. He was like, never mind, thank you.
Well, it was this roadside stand. I'm like, oh, we're in Hawaii. We'll just go to a roadside stand. It'll be cheaper. We'll do something fun with the kids.
Yeah, and support the local businesses.
Instead, I bought 3 bananas for $5. But anyway, so that's part of the problem is we just spent a whole week, overshot a lot last month on groceries. But inflation is definitely a real thing. You know this. You're seeing this with your spending, but
well, and I went to the grocery store yesterday, the day before, and I was talking to one of the workers there, and I was like, you know, what do you think? What have you seen? And he was like, well, they say it's gone up. What did he say? Did he say 20%? And I was like, do you think that's true? And he was like, I think it's more like 40. And I was like, yeah, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, I mean, because if you just look at the consumer CPI or whatever data is, like the
what
government
is CPI?
Data, consumer price index or something. Oh. I don't know. But whatever the government data is on inflation, like those numbers are just nowhere near
true. They're lying.
True.
They're like, lying.
They're trying to make it look good, like, oh yeah, it's only like 8% or whatever. But like when you actually look at it, and there was an article I read where this guy went and broke down how much things had increased just over the past year at one particular store. And yeah, it was closer to 40%. Mm-hmm. And so if you were feeling that, somebody was just saying they just left the grocery store. I'm like, yep. 4 bananas for $5 is ridiculous. Yes, I agree. Especially when they grow literally around the corner. But
they can't anyway. Stop them from growing. That's the point.
Yeah, they're weeds. Like,
this isn't like, you know.
Those Hawaiians are very entrepreneurial. They're
anyway. They know. They're so, like, well, you have to eat here. Like, you can't eat anywhere
come
else.
Come on in, tourist. You're stuck on this island. We're going to get you.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so bottom line, inflation is a real thing. On top of that, we have three, you
hungry
know, and
kids.
This is laughably cliche, but we have three kids who are getting
so
really hungry.
There are a lot of people who have kids who are like, I cannot get them to eat. If I don't give them these three foods, they won't eat. We do not have that problem.
We do not have that problem.
And we
which
have kids.
Is a good problem.
I mean, our youngest one is the most like that, but even still, his list of things that he will eat is really big.
Yeah.
And so, it's like there's just a constant, can I have a snack? I'm hungry. When is dinner? It's like, you know, 1 p.m. When is dinner? I'm like, you just had lunch. They're like, I want dinner now.
But when
like,
is
oh my
second
gosh.
Lunch? When is third afternoon snack, Mom?
Yeah.
So the whole point of this podcast episode we're doing today is I want to like look at this in real time because Lynn and I were having a heated discussion? I guess it was a little bit of heated discussion about this the other day, right?
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Whatever. We haven't discussed.
I mean, I don't remember. We've had several discussions. Yeah, some of them are heated. Some of them are not.
So we were having a discussion about it and how to fix it and what are we going to do. And so we made our game plan. And in case you're in a similar situation where groceries are just tight.
Or even if it's not right now and you just, you know, from time to time find yourself
so maybe you'll
in
find this
situation.
To be helpful.
Yeah.
Like how we are approaching this, what we are doing. And there's a really, really interesting thing that I'm going to reveal to her in just a minute that she doesn't know. And so we'll get to that in just a minute.
This is very fun.
But anyway, let me move this thing over here so we can just kind of get in here. But
okay.
The first thing that we did and that I told you this the other day that we need to do is so we have long been, I think it's in chapter 2 of our book or something. We talk about this idea of paying attention. And And so we have long recommended going to Personal Capital, which is now called Empower Personal Dashboard, and plugging your information in there because you can quickly see where you've spent all of your money. And you can see how much you've spent on groceries or on whatever other category.
Look at this. There's even a black, big black mark there.
Oh, who cares? They're not bothered by it. No one even noticed the big black mark there. Anyway, so that's just something that we've done. That's what we always recommend for people when they're just getting started out.
Right.
Creating the first budget or whatever the thing might be.
Pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention. See what's going on. See what you're actually spending your money on. And in our case here with groceries, I'm like, all right, we need to go back and see. Because it feels tight, but like I want to make sure that you know it actually is and see if we're actually spending more. So anyway, all of this to say, like I'm finding a new favorite tool. Empower Personal Dashboard is kind of moving to second place for me, and I found a new one that I like a little bit better. It's called Rocket Money, and same idea, but you can go in there, connect your account, and then put all that info. It will categorize all your transactions from the last however long,
and then you can
Just fix
make
it
sure because
it's going to miss some.
Accurate,
like there's
right.
going to be some where it doesn't know what category it goes into. But anyway, so I just went and did that this morning just to get an accurate picture of how grocery spending has been over the last 3-6 months, and the thing that you don't know that I'm telling you live is when I went and looked last month, we spent $1,000 more on groceries last month than our average.
I was close. I said 800. I thought it was 800. 1,000 does not surprise
me. And so, yeah. And so just
I was pulling it out of different categories being like, we have to cover this somehow. Because we do the real money method, you know, plug this. But the way it works is like you can't cheat it. Like the money is either there or it's not, which is great for keeping you accountable. But when you run into a situation like this, that's when you start going, well, what? Okay, we have to like actually figure this out in real time. We can't just wait for 6 months and then, you know, figure it out then. Like we have to figure it out now.
So that's what we've been doing. But anyway, all that to say, that's the first step. Figure out what's actually happening, what the actual numbers are.
Right.
So we went to, or I went to Rocket Money. You didn't. I did it. And determined that, oh, wow, holy heck, we spent $1,000 more. So just for transparency, our family of five, Middle Tennessee, our budget is $1,600 a month for groceries. That's what we budgeted.
That might be an insane amount of money.
Yeah. Some people say it's high. Some people say it's low. It's just, it's all relative. And
it's
like,
relative.
It's the way we eat. Like we eat pretty clean.
Pretty clean.
And so it's more expensive, but that's, you know, an investment that we choose to make.
Except for those Chick-fil-A days.
But that's not in the grocery budget. But anyway, all that to say, last month it was $2,600. And there's another culprit here, too, because I started kind of a new diet that's protein heavy, which has us buying more meat.
It's not protein heavy. It's meat heavy. And I think that's difference because
I'm not eating beans.
It's closer to carnivore. Yeah. And it's you don't eat any
basically,
nuts.
Basically, it's very keto-ish and just
you're not eating any. But you can't eat nuts. You don't like beans. Like some of the proteins, you're
not eating. Bottom line, it's a lot of meat.
Yeah.
And so we're spending a lot of money on meat. So we have a lot of things kind of causing this. But so anyway, so we overshot by $1,000, which is just bonkers. Like we've never done that. And
no. Like $200, it's kind of like, yeah, that'll happen from time to time. And we're just like, we just need to tighten up. Okay, we got it. And we can make that up.
Yeah.
But this was like, I don't know how to fix this. This is where I came with this because I was trying to make these decisions by myself. And I was coming to you being like, we have to make a decision. And I don't think you were understanding that it was $1,000 over. And I
No, I didn't know it. Yeah, I know once I've looked. But
I knew because I was paying attention. I was seeing all those transactions come in and being like, we spent the whole budget and now we're still going. And I was kind of adding it up a little bit in my head as we went.
Yeah.
So
that's number one. If you're in this situation, do that. Okay. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to use Rocket Money. Use something to actually be able to determine how much you're spending on the thing. Second thing, or I'll say in our case, the second thing that we're doing, because this isn't necessarily prescriptive for you. It's just things that we're doing that might help you. So in our case, we are buying a lot of snacks for the kids. And this was a discussion, maybe the heated part a little bit.
This was the heated part, for sure.
Because we have been a lot of prepackaged snacks, you know, like this is just expensive stuff, especially when you have a bunch of kids, you just want to eat them all the time. And
all the time. And what's hard about that is they can just grab them. Like our kids are still pretty little. I mean, I guess we have a 10-year-old, but 10, 6, and 4. And the 4-year-old is just like, I will go ahead and help myself to 6 applesauce pouches a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so not only is he, you know, not feeling, his tummy's upset. But it's also just like, I didn't intend for you to eat that many every single day. And you're, that's not the only thing you're eating.
So we're just blowing through that stuff really fast. And yeah. Prepackaged stuff obviously is more expensive. So part of what the strategy that I'm shooting for, advocating for, that I'm trying to get her on board with, because the snacks, the prepackaged stuff makes it easier when doing school lunches or whatever. You guys all know this. But it makes quicker. Well, yeah, helps us save time.
I don't want to be cut preparing up carrots food. And give those as yeah, a snack. I don't want to be preparing food. I think this is a lot of people, a lot of mothers will be like, I cannot prepare 17 meals a day.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I'm just saying, in our case,
just can't do it.
If we're trying to solve this problem of reining in the
or way, I can do that and nothing else.
Yeah. But my point is, if we're trying to solve this problem of reining in an overblown grocery budget, like this was the first thing that came to mind for me of what we can do.
To which my face was like this.
Yeah, because it will work. Like I honestly think we can probably shave $100 to $200 off of our grocery budget by swapping out carrots for snacks, because our kids do eat the heck out of carrots, and carrots are really cheap, you know, carrots and bananas and whatever, like just fruits, vegetables and things like that, that thankfully we have kids who will eat them. So that's the kind of first thing we're going to be doing. The next thing I want to bring up is being strategic about the grocery store that you're shopping at. So we probably have, what, 4 different grocery stores that we might buy things from in a given month. So
yes, Costco,
Sprouts, Trader Joe's,
and Whole Foods
occasionally, but then also occasionally Publix will run through. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we have a lot of different grocery stores. Now, the price point on all of them is very, very different. So Whole Foods to Trader Joe's, like, vastly different, probably double, like one to the other. But yeah, there are certain things at Whole Foods
double.
That blah, 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 all this stuff say.
There's only a few things that I can only get at Whole Foods, which is the only reason I go at this point.
Yeah, but Costco is, like, by far the cheapest for the things that we buy there. So, for example, we'll buy a bag of lemons where there's, like, 25 lemons in it, and it's, like, $6. Whereas if you go to Whole Foods, it's, like, $1 a lemon or something. And, like, that type of thing. So that's what we're optimizing for, in which I haven't told you this yet, but I think it would be good to challenge. So we did a challenge a few months back where we attempted to buy all of our food in the month at Trader Joe's. And we actually failed. I think there were 1 or 2 times where we didn't do that. But that month, I actually went back and looked, and that was our lowest grocery spend month in the last year. And so the point is, by creating a little bit of a challenge there and saying, all right, I'm only going to shop at this store, that can really, really help. And so in our case, I think if we did that with Costco and forced ourselves just for this month to just buy things there, I think it'd be really interesting to see.
Just buy things at Costco?
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to see, even though, yes, we just spent $400 at Costco yesterday. Like, so it's a lot of money up front, but it's a ton of food. Like, some of that stuff's going to last us all month.
Right.
And so, anyway, I think it'd be really interesting to see what happens. Because similar to Trader Joe's, I'll bet, you know, I just think it would really drive it down quickly.
So, you know, we can do that. But there are just some things that Costco doesn't have that we do eat on a regular basis.
A lot of things, yeah.
And so that's the big problem.
No, I know.
That I'm like, well, I can do that except for the things where I'm like, but I get my, this is my specific chai mix that I want.
Yeah, I know. All right. So the other thing
and
that
the milk
we
that
are,
I drink with.
Okay. So the other piece of this that I think would really, really help us a lot, because so back to this Costco thing. Like I said, we just spent $400 there yesterday, or it was like $350 something, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a lot. But if we did that, like our monthly budget is $1,600. If we did that, you know what I mean? For once a week, but did nothing else, like that would be under budget for us. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
And like there's so much of that Costco food that still at 1 week we still have plenty of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot that would be rolled over. And so my point is that part of the problem that I've seen with us and our spending is we're just going to the store way too often. There's like we'll have weeks where we go to a different store, maybe 4 or 5 different times throughout the week, and which is just terrible. It's just terrible.
We're really, you know, for as much as we talk about money, one thing that we really are not good at is meal planning.
Well, yeah, I've gotten out of habit. Like I had a really good groove for a long time, and I've gotten out of habit. And I'm the chef, and so when I get busy, like I just
And then that's the wayside. Yeah, and that's when it's just kind of like, and then so we're just making stuff up, and that's why we end up having to go to the grocery store multiple times.
That's true.
Because it's like, well, we didn't anticipate this happening, and so, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's one of our big problems. Yeah.
So point here is.
But that would be something. There's like this Instagram page. I don't even have my phone up here, and I wish I could look it up. But she does a meal planning thing, and it's like a dinner for four for 5 days, like for the entire week. And she's got like a budget. It might be under $100 or under $200 or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like dinner for four planned out every night. And then she's like, okay, go to the grocery store. Here's your grocery list. Get all these things. And then every night we're going to make a meal together.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a fun little idea. But with dietary restrictions, that's our our big challenge.
Everything, but
that's the only reason I haven't done it, because I think her recipes are actually really good.
But My point in bringing this weekly thing up, though, mm-hmm. is that even if we don't exclusively stay at Costco, if we decide only one time a week we're going to get food,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? If it's only on Saturday, those are the only days. Like, I think we're going to solve this problem really, really quickly. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, if we force ourselves to just on Saturday go to the grocery store or whatever. The other thing that I want to do a little bit more of is focusing exclusively on in-season or on-sale items. Like, I remember years ago interviewing a basically grocery shopping, money-saving expert. And the thing that she said above all else, above couponing and everything else, is buying things on sale is the number one way to save money on groceries.
Mm.
And which I thought was fascinating, because I always thought after the extreme couponing shows that that was the answer. And she said, yeah, you can save money on it, but...
well, that's how you get paid to grocery shop, basically.
Well, yeah.
I made $5.
Doing some of that stuff, but... But her point was buying things when they're on sale is by far the biggest win. And I've been doing that, generally speaking, it's been in my brain as I've been shopping more and more. And that definitely has helped significantly.
Mm.
So those are the five things that we're actively doing to kind of solve this thing. And one other piece I would add to this, is evaluating the cost of each particular meal. And so a while ago, I built out, basically, Linda got a kick out of this. I built out a spreadsheet breaking down all of our most common meals and how much each one of them costs, which is crazy because, like, certain meals are more than double what other meals are, and probably some are even triple. Like, so when you consider that and you're trying to reduce your groceries, it's like, all right, well, what are the meals that are cheaper? And sometimes things surprise you, you know, because it might be a cheap base, like pasta or something like that. But if it requires you to buy three or four different herbs and then something else you don't have and half right. and whatever, all these different things, that quickly adds up to a really expensive meal that that is kind of surprising. You wouldn't expect it, mm-hmm. you know?
Agreed.
So anyway, those are our, that's our strategy for reining in our budget. We'll report back next month.
Yeah, because we are going to do this like right now. Like, we just got paid and it is time to... get for real on this.
Is anybody else, like, let me know down in the chat, is anybody else like dealing with this? Are we the only ones who's like, man, groceries got expensive overnight?
Because it's hard to know if it was just us and the way, like, being on vacation, coming home, trying to re-enter, and then also we were locked in the house. There was a snowstorm, so we were locked in the house for a good solid week, and that always causes kids to eat more. And then you having the meat. Like, I'm just curious if it was just circumstantial or if there really is been, if there really has been an uptick in, like, since the beginning of the year.
I mean, and I know it has. Like, and I remember, I mean, honestly, 2 years ago when the government started giving out all this free money, like, I hate to say I told you so, but I'm like, guys, inflation is going to follow this. Like, can't just print money. Like, this is what's happening.
Well, I mean, that's been proven over and over and over again. It's not like this is new information. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to say "I told you so." It just is the way it is.
I know.
Chuck,
I know. I just want to go down to
remember that Chuck
Washington D.C. and shake them, like, and just guys, yeah.
No, but remember when we talked to Chuck and he was like watching it? I think it was in the 80s. Maybe he was talking about it, and he mm-hmm. was like, "We saw gas prices, skyrocket and everything."
Yeah.
To where it's just like this has just happened before, and it's going to continue to happen. If we continue to print money and whatever else.
The government. It's election year.
We have no control over this. We have no control.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy.
I don't feel like I've seen much about the election at all.
Well, I think it does feel like they're waiting.
Like, what? Everyone's laying low.
It feels like they're holding all their money. I mean, I'm starting to see ads, but it feels like they're holding their money back, and then they're all going to dump it and just, like, obliterate us all with ads and stuff. We'll see. But anyway.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. Yeah, Misty says, yes, they're crazy expensive. I think I saw some other comments come through. But
Misty and Scott. Yeah, okay, good.
Anyway. Yeah. So let us know if you have any other tips. I'd love to hear what you're doing to solve this problem. Send us a DM at CTEM on Instagram.
We need to know.
We
need your help.
And that's it for
today. They're like, Bob, it sounds like time for you to get off that diet. That's what their tip is. Just fast.
Just fast.
Just stop eating in general.
We could do that. It'd be cheaper.
Oh, man.
Anyway, y'all are awesome. We'll see ya.
So if you liked this episode or just our podcast in general and you want to hang out with us more, what about for 6 weeks in a row with your small group or church?
Yeah, we'd love that. That sounds fun to us. Uh-huh. So if that is interesting to you, just head over to seedtime.com/true to get all the details of how we can do that and how we can serve your small group, serve your church, or also just send us a message on Instagram at seedtime or send me an email, bob@seedtime, and we can chat.